from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Europe waits for the Dutch to make up their minds in a touch-and-go vote on banana imports. A British research institute urges the Caribbean to get its aviation act together. And a businessman says Guyana is the only regional state really observing free trade. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain, France and the European Commission are pushing hard to break an embarrassing deadlock on the community's banana import regime. Dutch and Belgian farm ministers say they need to consult their governments before agreeing to the proposals. As Shada Islam reports from Brussels, much will depend on whether the Dutch and Belgian ministers can be persuaded to change their minds.
Officials here say they are doing their best to ensure that both countries do switch sides. British Farm Minister John Gummer, who hammered out the original import quota last December, has warned the Netherlands and Germany that if the accord on bananas falls through, their access to EC farm funds could be in danger. EC Farm Commissioner René Steichen has tried to prove that the tariff quotas do not contravene international trading rules. And most importantly, the EC is trying to appease Dutch and Belgian concerns about the future of their dockers, workers whose jobs depend on the arrival of shiploads of bananas at the Rotterdam and Antwerp ports. The EC has said that the 2 million ton quota will not cover Latin American bananas imported into the community for re-export. And officials stress that the quota could be increased if there is a sudden rise in EC demand or if prices go up too dramatically. The last amendment is likely to step up competition between Caribbean and Latin American bananas in the long term. But officials say the other changes will not have an immediate impact on the Caribbean. The Dutch and the Belgian governments will study the proposed changes tomorrow. If either one of the countries does accept the deal, Germany will no longer be able to block full ministerial approval of the agreement at tomorrow's meeting. This is Shada Islam for BBC Caribbean Report in Brussels.
And the presidents of seven Latin American banana-producing countries today repeated their denunciation of the EC regime. After their meeting in Ecuador, the leaders called the proposed plan discriminatory and restrictive. The president of the Caribbean Hotel Association, John Bell, has criticised the region's disparate aviation structure. Mr. Bell told Caribbean Report that the region has little time to coordinate its air policy.
I think we're on the edge of a cataclysmic explosion. We're sitting there with 20 individual Caribbean airlines that each one losing money, of which 11 are in the British Commonwealth Caribbean. They're all trying to privatize. How do you privatize a losing airline, for goodness sake? I mean, who's going to buy into such a thing? We're sitting there with very little control over our air access. Thank God for American Airlines. I mean, American is perhaps the single most powerful airline in North America today, despite its, you know, difficulties in the last 12 months. The money that they have invested in the Caribbean, not just in the San Juan hub, which is the most of it, I mean, their commitment on the ground is just as strong as it is in the air, and they have transformed the aviation position in the Caribbean. But you can't abrogate your responsibilities, and the responsibilities of the Caribbean region have got to be to provide its own air access capability. And we are failing to do this, and until we come to terms with the reality of air transportation in the Caribbean and provide a real carrier that can serve the region properly, then we are going to always be sitting at the back of the classroom.
President of the Caribbean Hotel Association, John Bell. His concerns are backed by a report just released by the London-based Economist Intelligence Unit. The EIU document says there are good growth prospects for Caribbean tourism, but calls for clear policies and priorities. I asked Graham Todd, one of the compilers, just how great the dangers are of the Caribbean becoming too dependent on American and European carriers.
I think it's very dangerous. There's a very great danger. The conventional wisdom is that within less than 10 years, the world aviation scene will be dominated by perhaps 10 or 12 major airline groups, unless the Caribbean carriers in some way can form close alliances with one or more of those groups, they will be left out in the cold. And that seems to me to suggest that there must be a greater level of cooperation between existing Caribbean carriers.
So you're not talking so much about shared ownership if only they start working out their schedules together?
I think it must move towards a regional carrier able to represent the Caribbean region's interests in its two key markets, which are North America, obviously the USA and Canada, and the European countries. There may be a number of routes to getting to that position, but somehow it has to be done.
In your report, you mentioned the whole competitiveness of the Caribbean. Has the Caribbean slipped in terms of competing with the rest of the world, or has the rest of the world just become much cheaper to travel to?
I think it's the latter. The competition has hotted up in the last 10 years or so, especially for the European market. There are far more destinations in, say, East Africa, the Indian Ocean, Middle East, Far East, Southeast Asia, where the basic operating economies are more favourable to the tourism business than they are in the Caribbean. The Caribbean inherently is expensive as a destination. Our research shows that only Mauritius and the Seychelles for European travellers is comparably expensive.
So in terms of the recommendations from EIU, what should the Caribbean be doing, getting its prices down or getting its quality up?
The key to it all is value for money. So there's no inherent reason why an expensive destination